This is program number LW2104. Well, you know, there are some things that happen to you in life that are just hard to get over. You know what I mean? Hi, this is Larry West. It really happened. It happened in the life of a famous man. When he was a little boy, his brothers and sisters were having a party one night, and this little boy felt out of place. I mean, after all, it was for the bigger kids, but he was at the party anyway, and one of the fellows looked over and saw this kid staring out the window. The big kid, feeling sorry for the little kid, went over to him, and trying to warm up to him, he said, "Say, I learned the manual of arms this semester." The little boy's eyes brightened up. Not only was he getting some attention, but he was particularly interested in that army drill, and he wanted to know how it went. Well, for the other kid to do it, he needed a rifle. So the little boy went to the closet and got his dad's .22 out for it, and the boy showed him the manual of arms. Well, to make a long story short, as the little boy was putting the rifle back into the closet, it went off. A little girl was shot in the head. She died instantly. The party was over. The little boy couldn't believe his eyes. He threw the rifle down and ran upstairs to his room by himself. And here's what's odd about the matter. Not a word was said. Not a single word ever to the little boy. In fact, when he grew up, his own wife had to learn of the experience from a friend. But indications are that the boy never got over it. When certain honors would be given to him later in life, he would accept them reluctantly. And he would say things like, "I should have preferred to hear those words uttered for a stronger, wiser, better man than myself." When writing to friends, it wasn't unusual for him to use such phrases like, "It's very late, and I am propped up in bed, desolate, weary, harassed, and sad." This little boy, this man, Adlai Stevenson, never got over it. It apparently haunted him the rest of his life. Guilt, that's something you just can hardly get over. Why his parents never faced him with it to help him get over it, I'll never know. I'll not understand it. There are some things you just can't ignore. A decayed tooth won't go away if you ignore it. Breast cancer, income tax, and 1,001 other things won't go away just because you try to pretend they're not there. Guilt is the same way. You can't get over it simply by ignoring it. The best thing to do with guilt is to face up. Whether it be cheating on an exam or that you took something that wasn't yours or lying or whatever, guilt is something you've got to face up to. You've got to. That's because only when you face up to it are you going to be able to ultimately get forgiveness. Ever heard of Nathaniel Hawthorne? In his story called The Scarlet Letter, a man named Arthur Dimmesdale suffered from a guilty conscience. He had wronged a girl, and he had suppressed his conscience so long and could stand it no longer that he one day mounted the pillory in the marketplace and stood next to the girl he had wronged, and he shouted to those around confessing what he had done and asked for forgiveness. Now, I'm not suggesting that's necessarily the thing to do, but I'm just making a point. There are some things you can't ignore. Now, you talk about relief. How do you spell relief? Forgivenes. Forgiveness. That spells relief. And that fellow in The Scarlet Letter finally got his, in his own way. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. The Bible way to get forgiveness starts with facing up. The Bible says, "Except you repent, you'll perish." Now that's now, and that's forever. Hey, when you're wrong, be big enough to face up and admit it. Then ask forgiveness. Only then can you get rid of the guilt. Forgiveness. Thank God for Jesus Christ. I've written a pamphlet called What is the Gospel? In it, we talk about how God gives real forgiveness. It's yours for the asking. What is the Gospel? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.